are on.
Okay. All right. I'd like to call to order the Recreation Committee meeting. It's 5 o'clock, Monday, February 10th, 2020. And all members are present, as well as our Recreation Director and our City Clerk. And I should mention the we've had the proper Freedom of Information Act notification of the media to the press and the public. Do first order of business is approval of previous meetings and minutes. Anything from you guys?
So moved.
Motion to.
Yeah. Second.
I did notice that it makes a note that.
And they are.
Okay.
In the, I gave them to Ron. I scanned it at home and sent it to Ron. And I said, in the official book, whenever these things are printed out, make sure these are attached to it. Okay. And they are.
I had given a addendum sheet of comments for me that weren't actually included in the packet, but we'll get them included.
They are.
Yeah. All right. All those in favor of the minute approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Anybody in? Against? Citizens' comments. Would you like to?
I guess.
Join us?
Why don't you come up closer, just because that's the only microphone I have. So.
That's fine.
Your name and address, please.
Susan Stabini.
Okay.
And my address is 20 22nd Avenue.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. So would you like me to speak on...
I don't know if you just want to say a few words about your, why you're here.
Oh, well, I am here on behalf of, I guess, Wild Dunes swim team, and I'm the president of the, I guess it's the board, the swim team board. and just, I'm here, you know, in support of a pool to offer any, or answer any questions or anything that you have about, like, swim team of the islands that we have. That actually is getting ready to change its name because we don't have a pool. So we're actually going to partner with Oyster Point. I don't know if y'all know this or not, but we are pretty much done deal. We're going to partner with Oyster Point because they do have a pool, but they don't have a swim team. So in order to stay in the East Cooper Swim League and for us to have a league, we have to have a pool to swim in. And Wild Dunes does not allow us to host meets, so we have to have a pool to host a meet in, and Oyster Point didn't have a swim team, so we offered, you know, our expertise on swim teams and offered them to join with us. And so we're going to be the official swim team of the islands and Oyster Point now. That'll be our new name. So we'll still keep Wild Dunes in there. Obviously, they're still our sponsor because we'll still swim there for practices, but that's kind of our plan for right now, because we had to have some kind of plan so we didn't have to dismantle the team altogether, which I know would be really sad for a lot of kids and parents that are on the island. So graciously they have said yes, and we have joined together, and we paid for some stuff for their pool to get it up to where it needed to be, and they kind of threw in some money too to help. And so they have a nice facility, so I don't think it'll work out for right now. I imagine it's going to be extremely popular. They have a lot of children that live in that area, so we'll kind of have to see how it goes. It's kind of a trial and error this year for signups and how many kids we can take on the team. So we'll see, but that's just the latest, so you guys know kind of where we sit.
Okay. That's a good update. Yeah. Thank you. I actually wasn't aware that was all of that.
It's been a long... We have been working with them a lot, and because they don't technically have an HOA, the HOA is run by the builder. It had to go through the builder, then it had to go through this whole other process. So, but it was... I think a lot of the parents were really excited about it because last year they didn't have anywhere for the kids to swim. So I think it'll be good.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just curious where they are with their, where Oyster Point is in terms of their, I know it's supposed to be this really huge development. But
it is.
Is it, how built out do we know?
It is a large development. They're almost, what, like, would you say 75% built out?
Maybe even a little bit higher than that. Yeah, they're not too far from being done.
And I anticipate, and I just, that we probably are going to get maybe 100 kids from there. We really can't support. We have 130, 140 on our team right now. And that is a lot. And that is with me lessening the number of children. I had to cut the number of kids last year that are in the smaller age group. Yeah. Just because of safety reasons, you can't put 35 and 6-year-olds in a pool at one time and expect, you know, not something, you know, something to happen. So that's why, you know, for safety reasons, we had to lessen the numbers. I mean, but you can't imagine the number of people that I get. I mean, we could probably have a team of 200, but I anticipate that Oyster Point is probably going to bring it up a lot.
This is not an ideal solution.
It is not an ideal solution because that means more money for us. We got to pay more coaches. We have to, we have to drive, you know, over to Oyster Point. It's basically not technically our home, but, I mean, it is going to be our home now. The pool is technically not officially 25 yards or 25 meters, which makes it, I don't know how they're going to take it this year. The board, I mean, they told us we had to have a pool to host in, and that's what we did. But I imagine next year that's going to be an issue with the East Cooper Swim League board. They're going to come up and say it has to be exactly 25 yards or 25 meters. And, you know, it's like literally inches shy of it, but people could make an issue with it. So that is one thing that, you know, with swim teams, it has to be, with meets, it has to be a certain length. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously we're a summer swim league, but some of the summer swim league teams are a lot more serious than, I mean, we are serious, but we want kids to have fun too. It's an environment that we want children to have fun and learn how to swim and love swimming, because we do live at the ocean. So that's kind of, you know, where it sits. But
thank you.
The concern is how big, I mean, you know,
whether you can accommodate
Creekside's team is 215. So if that tells you how big, and they're not even, you know, the size of us, Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms, and then add Oyster Point. So,
okay. So, is this a 1-year commitment with Oyster Point, or is it multiple years?
We said we would like to, you know, partner with them for as long as they want us to. I mean, they may turn around and say this is just entirely too large. You know, once we get a parent-based, you know, board, maybe they want to split off. We're kind of going into it. We're here. We want to partner with you. But, you know, if we were to get a pool, honestly, it would be a lot easier for us, you know, to be on the island. Not to say that they might not even want to swim with us. I mean, and who knows how many kids they really will have. I think we're just kind of leaving it open-ended. And, you know, we had to come up with the best solution that we could find what we were given. So.
Well, thank you for that.
Of course.
I appreciate it. All right. I don't believe we have any more citizens here to comment, so we will move on. And we will be discussing just shortly what our next steps are with creating the Citizen Advisory Board.
Okay.
So if you want to hang around for that.
I can hang around, if that's okay.
Sure.
Absolutely.
can we go ahead and reorder
Motion to reorder the agenda to discuss... Item A under old business discussion about adding a community swimming pool at the recreation center. The recreation center and update on the citizen advisory board.
Second. Yeah. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. What do you got for us?
I got it. We have the applications online. We currently have 5 people that have applied. So that's a pretty quick turnaround. The deadline is February 28th. So we anticipate quite a few more. Mm-hmm. What we'll do once the 28th, we'll get those.
I'll be number 6.
There's at least 6.
Absolutely. Once the 28th gets here, we'll take those applications, bring them before you guys for you to make recommendations to City Council about who should be on the board. Also on the website are the specifications, I guess, or duties expected of this group. Mm-hmm. We put together a survey that we think is pretty, I want to say comprehensive, but it asks the right questions that I think we can get a good feel for where folks stand on the swimming pool and their wants and needs to that. And what this advisory board is going to do is actually help distribute those, help collect those, so that we know we've got a good a good collection from the entire island. You know, typically when you put out a survey, you might get 20% of them back, if that. And I know the last one we got, it seemed like all of our older people responded, but the younger folks didn't. But by these people going door to door or going to the groups, you know, maybe exchange clubs and maybe garden clubs and these type places too, that mm-hmm. they'll get out and more people will see it. So we hope to get some good numbers and good feedback from that. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where we are. We'll wait till the 28th. So the first meeting in March, we should have the names for you. And we'll go from there.
Okay. Yes.
I had a conversation with the chair of the Planning Commission, unrelated to this, but this came up. And we spent some length talking about the role that the Planning Commission should play with something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And two things that came out of that one is was enlightening to me, where the chair, Chair Ferenz, sort of reshaped my vision, my understanding of the Planning Commission, mm-hmm. sort of positioned it as the sort of the R&D wing of the city.
Okay.
The Planning Commission digs in, does all of the research.
Yeah, they're a great group.
And so he said, right now there's not a lot on their plate, and they would love to take on doing a lot of research.
Okay.
And I said, well, we've got the Citizen Advisory Board, and he actually thought like they would be able to
work well
hand in hand, where
mm-hmm.
the Planning Commission could probably dig deep into some of the stuff that we talked about maybe paying for,
okay.
that we could start off with the Planning Commission.
Mm-hmm.
We've got these great individuals who are experienced and
mm-hmm.
know how to find the information that
That's
we
right.
need.
Yeah.
So I spoke to Desiree about it, and
okay.
and she agreed that it would be a good thing. But and I
okay.
said I would bring it up today.
Yeah, I think that sounds great. I've seen mm-hmm. the Planning Commission in action. I don't go to their meetings now because I don't know if it's encouraged for us to go.
He encouraged
but,
us to come.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I have seen them in action, and they're great. Mm-hmm. They do a wonderful job, and I can totally see that there would be benefit in
mm-hmm.
that. And then with the advisory board serving in a different role.
Right.
But
yeah.
together,
mm-hmm.
coming together.
Sort of like the technical versus the
mm-hmm.
community
mm-hmm.
feel.
And that could help us get farther down in our timeline faster.
Right.
So so what do we need to do to make that happen? Do we make a motion, or do we just...
I don't think we have to do anything. I think for us to work with the Planning Commission?
Yeah.
I don't think we have to make a motion.
Okay.
think that can be something
that
just can happen.
Be
and
organic.
They
right.
meet
okay.
on Wednesday following the Special Ways and Means Committee.
Okay.
They'll meet up here at 4:30.
Okay.
So I don't
All
know
right.
if you want to come and chat with them
I
at that
might,
meeting.
Yeah.
But
on Wednesday?
Maybe.
Wednesday after the Special Ways and Means that we have out at Rec Center.
Right.
Okay.
Following that, or at least I should say at 4:30.
I don't think...
The Planning Commission meets here.
I don't think we'll be out by 4:30, but we
yeah.
might.
I look.
We can maybe
that
say
might be
hi.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
I'll be here. How's that?
There you go.
So just a quick question process.
Mm-hmm.
So the advisory would then work with the Planning Commission to both give us recommendation, or would they... recommend to the Planning Commission come to us?
Well, I think we're talking about the advisory board being more of a community outreach. So
right.
they wouldn't necessarily have to work hand in hand, I don't think. Although they could potentially tap them for some information.
I guess the what they were, at least what the chair was saying he thought would be helpful, would be a little bit more scope instead of just do
mm-hmm.
research on a pool.
Right.
At least have a little bit of sense of what should we be kind of
what
scoping.
What are the questions
what,
that we
yeah,
need to get
like,
answered.
For example, if they knew at least if it was indoor or outdoor, that type of
mm-hmm.
kind of like, not every little detail, but sort of some big things like, okay, let's do feasibility
right.
analysis for some somewhat clear
mm-hmm.
direction.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say part of the role of the advisory committee is to take the surveys that they have, take that information and put it together
mm-hmm.
and present it to this group.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once that happens, then we can move from there with the Planning Commission. But Councilman Moyer is right. You know, we've got to define what it is we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it can be all the way from over here to over there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we've got to be more focused on what is it we're actually asking them to do
mm-hmm.
and research. So, but I think a lot will come out of the survey, and once we get the results of that, maybe we can move forward. And like I said, we should have that next meeting, hopefully.
Okay. Okay.
We can go from there, I guess.
And be ready to create our committee, our advisory committee at the next meeting.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure that Desiree can convey to them that we're interested in the Planning Commission playing a role, a important role in the whole.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it is.
It's good.
It really is.
Okay. Wonderful.
I said you could thank the chair for Ince for that one.
We will. I'll send him a note and thank him. Okay. I think, is there anything else that we need to talk about? Do you cover with the pool?
I don't think so. Not at this point.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. And, all right. You're good to go.
That was a great update. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you,
Susan. You're quite welcome. Thank you very much.
I will put my application in. Hopefully see y'all soon.
Thank you.
You have to use your real name, by the way. No, I'm kidding.
Wait, what? I think I missed that.
Oh, I was teasing her that she might want to go use an alias.
Oh, okay.
No, it was just a joke.
I gotcha.
Sorry.
Let's. So we need to step back to our departmental report.
Right. You all have the report in front of you. I'm not going to go through everything. I think that Carrie did a pretty good job last week. Councilman Smith and Moye are pretty familiar with our classes, and Councilman Popson, I hope she brought you up to on board with what's going on. Our classes are successful. The ones that don't go, we'll weed those out and try something else. A lot of classes we've tried and they've been successful. A lot we have tried and they aren't successful. So we just put them on the back burner and try them again. And some that we've brought back have been successful. So sometimes it's just timing and who knows what the timing is.
Right.
But the classes are good. We're unique as a recreation department in the fact that we have so many fitness classes at our recreation center. If you look at other recreation departments, they don't really offer as many fitness classes as we do, but they have a unique situation. For instance, Mount Pleasant, they have to, if they did that, they would compete with O2 Fitness and the one down at Parkway. They would have too much competition, so therefore they don't offer too many fitness classes. But our fitness classes are one of our most important, some of our most important classes at the rec center.
Is that something that's evolved over time to where did they used to offer more, and as these studios have opened up, did they taper off?
You know, I really don't remember. They have never done as many programs as we have. I don't know why, but I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Okay. I was just curious whether it was, you know, a circumstance from the marketplace kind of pushing that.
And it very well could be. You know, the last thing you want to do is compete with local businesses, because that leaves a bad taste in folks' mouth. And right now, fitness centers are so affordable. You know, it's actually kind of hard to compete with them. Just hitting our special events. Teenagers is the first Wednesday of every month. It's always a covered dish luncheon, and we just had the one in February last week. Very well attended. Doggy Day at the Rec was Saturday. We had a great turnout. I thought it went very well. We didn't have any dog situations. All the doggies behaved themselves well. And I saw Mick stand up.
Yeah, I was there in my ball cap disguise.
Well, I stand up front and I went, oh, there's Mick. But I didn't see you.
Yeah, and we were able to. Just able to pop in for
a little bit. So. That's fine. He just towers above the crowd, so he was easy to spot. Our Front Beach Fest is March the 7th. It's just around the corner.
Man.
I know. It's crazy.
I'm so excited for the
test. So we're looking forward to that. I think we're pretty much ready for that. Our community yard sale is March the 28th. We always have around 50 vendors there. And probably will again this year. We don't ever lack for vendors.
Two festivals in a month.
I know, y'all are killing us.
Or two events, I should say.
And then, of course, the Easter egg hunt's coming up April the 11th. And, of course, Music in the Park May the 2nd. And sand sculpting is going to be May the 30th. And of course, summer camp and week camp registration starts March the 2nd through March 13th for Isle of Palms residents. And I think Carrie went through the lottery process, and we're going to see how that works for us. And I think it's going to work fine. She has, if you're curious, on the website, there's frequently asked questions about it. We tried to think of everything that people would ask or might would ask. And some people have called, not many, so... But we try to take the questions they ask and also respond to those as well. So,
on those handful of calls, what's the pulse of the callers?
I think it's okay. I think there's some anxiety about not getting getting in. The guy that made it his mission to spend the night at the rec center is disappointed. I said, well, you can still camp out on the sidewalk.
Yeah,
just go ahead, you know.
If he really wants
Because it became a challenge for some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been here since 11. I've been here since 12. So
yeah.
It became kind of a fun thing and challenging thing for some of them. But
yeah.
Everything that we've heard has been positive.
Okay.
So I don't, you know, you never know what's going to come out of it. So
mm-hmm.
Athletics, our adult athletics registration is being held now. So we'll be starting those shortly. Leagues will begin in March. And our youth basketball, I think we played our last championship games on Saturday. And youth baseball registration, as of January 27th, you can see the numbers there. Once again, I think I say it every time I give these numbers. We do not leave Isle of Palms nor Sullivan's Island folks on waiting list for our youth sports. We anticipate... Island people a lot of times are on island time, so we anticipate some showing up a little bit late. So we make sure that we get all those folks on board.
Great.
And the parks and so the housekeeping and maintenance, I just kind of left that on there. I'm going to reduce these at some point now that you guys have an idea of what goes on. But since we're putting it on the internet, we're not killing so many trees, but. I think it's important that you see how busy and how much stuff there really is to do at the rec center. Sure.
I'm just curious. Are some of these, do you have these scheduled or are they ad hoc? Like, it's like, oh, we need to do this, so we're doing it. Or is it, okay, every January or every other month we do X, Y, or Z? I'm just curious.
It's
does my question make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Inspections of equipment are done once a month, like playground and inside equipment. But most of this is done as needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go around and they see what needs to be done because it's kind of difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a rainy season and we might have more dollarweed coming in the ball fields than later. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit difficult to schedule those kind of things.
Yeah.
So, but some of the maintenance issues are monthly, like the fitness equipment and the inspections of all the equipment are once a month.
Okay.
And of course, in January, it seems like it was 3 months ago, we did take the tree down from Front Beach and all the boughs down off the signs. And on frequently asked questions, we put in e-newsletter, which went out as well.
Mm-hmm.
The police department had several community meetings at the rec center.
Mm-hmm.
I think that have gone very well, so we've worked with them on that. And, of course, the marina visioning workshop we set up and cleaned up after that and participated as facilitators. It was actually enjoyable. I had a good table. I had a table of folks that lived here a long time, one guy 53 years and the other one 40-something.
Wow.
And it was fun to talk with them and listen to them. It was nice. I enjoyed it.
Thanks to your staff for doing all that, too.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
I'll say that on Sunday, I biked over, and when I was arriving, there was a birthday party going on under the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
The basketball court was full.
Mm-hmm.
There was a group of people playing Ultimate Frisbee,
mm-hmm.
or Frisbee Golf.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was hopping.
It's, you know, it's so. Like that anytime there's good weather,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty busy. We also, I think y'all know this, I think I've told you, but just in case I haven't, we, at the side of the gym, we have those bathrooms open, not 24/7, but we open them on Friday afternoons so they're available during the weekends. And the event, no one's at the rec center. And they can get in the gym. That door locks. So we do have restroom facilities. And there's things in the playground and on. You'll see the little path that we have going to that door to offer those facilities in the off hours. And, of course, we've been blasting events on Facebook, trying to get the word out. And
I think that's been... social media presence, yeah. So that's great.
And then you'll have the numbers from the cardio room, the daily average attendance. They might be a little low this for January, but who knows? I think it's been nicer weather in January this year than past years. It's not as cold. Mm-hmm. And the cold drives people in most of the time. And then you can see the gym participation Monday through Saturday. And we separated out Sunday for you, so you can see those numbers have grown a little bit as well.
Yeah, one thing. Go ahead.
I was just going to note to Councilmember Popson, I don't know that we did this last time. We added Sunday to the rotation a little over a year ago.
Almost 2 years. It's one of the first things we did.
So we wanted to monitor, because at some point we stopped. It was... Mm-hmm. The recreation center was open on Sundays, and at some point it was like attendance declined so much that it was smart to close it. And we thought maybe there was a resurgence in people who wanted to use it on Sundays, so we reopened it.
That was a question that I had written down, because I do remember it being closed on Sundays for just overhead expense purposes. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of why we opened it back up. But if it's being attended, then...
Mm-hmm. We on Sundays it's open from 1 to 3 for adult play only, which means they can play full court. And then from 3 to 5 is open gym. So it's anybody can play from 3 to 5.
So, but that's actually, was always supposed to be kind of targeted towards kids, the 3 to 5. And it's still tagged in here as family play. But I think that over time, it's maybe that's been like falling off a little bit in terms of making sure that that's a kid time.
Well, it's not really kid time. It's just open gym.
It just well, that's, goes. Right. That's what we talked about, and it's still on there. It's family play.
Right.
That was supposed to be more reserved for kids and maybe parents only. And that's how it had been originally advertised. Okay. And that's one thing I wanted to bring up, because I think that it's maybe fallen into we're switching from full court to half court.
Yeah, at 3 o'clock it goes to half court play only. We were not specific about age groups, because open gym is family gym time. Mm-hmm. At open gym, it's only half court play. It's never full court play.
Yeah,
the only time we have full court play right now is from Sundays from 1 to 3. So some people do hang out after that.
I was feeling like that was supposed to be more of a protected time for kids to be able to play without right. being crowded out by the adults, and especially since we have the mm-hmm. set aside not only that time, but mm-hmm. now there's some space on Saturday mornings. Mm-hmm. And we had gotten some feedback from a mom who was also, mm-hmm. I think the tendency too for kids is that, you know, just in the balance of things that mm-hmm. they can feel like mm-hmm. they are the ones that are going to be mm-hmm. pushed off the court mm-hmm. more likely.
Okay. We're going to have to think of a way to word that.
Yeah.
Because you say children only and parents come in and play with their children.
Well, or I mean, the way you've right. got it on here too in the calendar is family play.
Right.
But I don't know that that's being carried over into practice and
right.
Based on the users that I'm talking to, and
right.
That was one thing that I popped right. over to look at right. when I was over there.
Let me think about how to word that, mm-hmm. because you know I don't know that the people that are there from 3 to 5 that are adults don't have children.
Right. I mean, I think that
right.
maybe you would say this is time for kids and their parents. Right.
Well, I think that's something we need to make public
as,
if we're going to do that.
Family play. Yeah.
So are you saying parents have to be with the kids?
If you're an adult, you should be there with...
A child?
Yeah, a child.
Playing the Chuck E. Cheese rule? Hmm? That's the Chuck E. Cheese rule.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just that's what I thought was going on until I heard more recently that that wasn't really the case. And but I think that's I honestly thought that's the way it was being advertised. And since it's on there as family play, that seems like a family and kids.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a good way to advertise it.
Yeah, but I think we have to define family.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're mm-hmm. let me get with Desiree and the city administrator and city attorney and see how we can word that without being discriminatory singling out people.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more about providing time for the kids since we are carving out a adult specific time. Let's
just be aware that now Saturdays, now the basketball season's over, all afternoon Saturdays will be open gym. Mm-hmm. So that might take care of the problem as well.
Okay.
But let me get some clarification on that because I don't want to discriminate. And
if I may.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's, I mean, I'm not down there enough to know how pervasive the issue is, but looking at just like the numbers, I wonder if maybe your staff can't just sort of maybe put kind of patrol and just sort of I have concerns over language that's not discriminatory. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's going to be a pretty big challenge. So I'm just wondering if there's an opportunity just to kind of, hey, we want kids to, basically, I think the goal is we want kids to feel free to be able to use a gym, like they're not being pressured and pushed off. That's the ultimate goal that we want.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there's, I think there's multiple ways to achieve it without discriminating against anybody.
Right.
Right. And maybe just say, this is just for 18 and under, you know, and...
But then you're eliminating the parents.
If your main goal is to provide a space for kids to play.
Right.
That would be one option.
Right. The other thing we might could do, we might could clear the gym at 3, make everybody leave, and then, you know, maybe the adults that were playing won't come back. Mm-hmm. But I pull up the cameras every Monday, and at 3:00, they all move to one, you know, the ones that stay move to one end, and the children are on the other end, so everybody's playing half court.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to... Let me look at it because I just don't, we can't discriminate.
I mean, my main goal is making sure kids have
absolutely.
And that there's enough, because it has been really popular, and I think it's popular with kids during that 3 to 5 time.
Right.
Making sure, you know, they could potentially fill up 2 half courts
with
kids.
Right.
So that is however we achieve that.
Yeah, let me see what I'm doing. Also, like I said, and this may take care of it, now the basketball games are over, it might be we won't have that issue because the folks that come from 1 to 3 on Sundays aren't going to come Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday from 1 to 5, the gym's going to be open gym.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all ages.
Mm-hmm.
So that might take care of a lot of that. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see. Okay. And then I've included the gym calendar so you can see the open gym times, et cetera. Other, you know, sometimes we have something that we have to close it, but for the most part, that's when the gym is open for open play. And then the February calendar with the back to let you know what's going on in the month of February.
Do we have, I'm sorry. Do we have a calendar that shows the fields as well, the outdoor fields?
Not right now, because I don't think we have any games right now.
I couldn't remember. Did those show up on this calendar?
No. Fields are pretty much first come, first serve. We can do a fields calendar once baseball starts, because we've got baseball starting, softball starting. So, now, that will show up on this calendar.
On the master.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Yeah. It will be...
to show what all the
activities
because
basketball,
are
3-on-3 basketball is going to start, adult softball, 6v6 soccer, and youth
baseball.
And that all shows up on the master.
Right. That shows up on the
master. I could remember.
That's fine.
So they're all open.
Yeah, right now.
Get out there.
But they're used. I mean, you'll be surprised. Even Saturday. Uh-huh. I think you said you were there Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
But even Saturday, there were people everywhere. So
We go out every Saturday and Sunday.
Do you?
Yeah. To the playground.
Good.
Yeah, the playground's awesome.
The playground is amazing.
Okay.
And I have people who tell me how much they like that playground, even if they don't live here. Because they'll be like, we come to that playground because
it's one of the nicest around.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. We've become connoisseurs of the playgrounds.
You do at that age.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? There was something else about the swimming pool. I'm sorry. But it doesn't affect Susan. But we did research attempting to locate the referendum if and when one was held. And we contacted Joseph Durbney of Charleston Board of Elections, and he couldn't find anything relevant to a referendum. And we were guessing on the times, and we were sitting talking earlier, and I said, I can't imagine it happening right after Hugo, because it was crazy.
Right.
That's
what Jimmy Ward had related to me.
Right. There was just so much going on then. I can't believe they did it then. So I kind of have to believe it started before then. So I haven't had a chance to dig through some of the old files at the rec center yet, but I was going to do that.
So
I haven't.
You've got some historical files.
I do. Not a lot, but I have some. I just haven't had a chance to dig in there. But I don't remember ever seeing anything about a referendum. But doesn't mean that there was not.
Huh.
And it might have just been an island. It might have been an island-wide vote, but didn't go through Charleston County.
Oh.
I don't remember a referendum after Hugo.
In 90?
I'm going to think it had to be. I just think it was before.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that 89, they would be having a referendum in 90 to talk about a swimming pool. I just think there were other priorities at that time.
Well, I think that maybe I think the way the story, if I remember right, was that they had set it in motion ahead of Hugo. And then maybe still had to carry through with it.
Oh, I don't know. Charleston County has no record of it.
89 wouldn't be your... No, I guess it would be like a city council year, though, for elections.
Yeah.
So that would make sense. But, and then, you know, too, the library has the reading room.
Right.
They've got some stuff down there.
Well, we've gone back in the old scrapbooks here. And have been unable to find it as well. So, I don't know.
Maybe Councilmember Ward has some in his scrapbook.
Well, you know, Mayor Bunch at the time, she was adamant that there was a referendum. And I heard it a lot when we talked about pool. So, anyway, we haven't been able to look at that information.
Okay. okay, are we done with the report
then?
Yeah,
we're back to old business.
Okay, moving on to...
The budget capital expenditures.
Item B under old business review of the Recreation Department's FY21 budget capital expenditures, which is included in the packet we have on list of priorities.
I'll go through... this with you a little bit and try to explain as best I can what we're asking for and maybe why.
Have you gotten a good grounding on this setup?
I have, and I definitely had some questions. I just didn't know, did we want to go through this now or wait till after our little special Ways and Means meeting on Wednesday?
I think they like for us as a committee to talk through some of these things so that we come with some more precision when we come to the workshop.
At least, at least be familiar with it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, if you guys decide tonight you don't want to do any of it, we don't have to discuss it Wednesday night, so.
Scrap the whole thing.
But I know where y'all live. No, I'm kidding. the first line, 171, which is the additional replacement playground or outside school board equipment, and that's only with failure. You know, sometimes you'll have a piece of equipment to go bad, and you don't anticipate it. So there are years we don't even touch that, but we need to have something there in the event that does happen. The RecTrack software.
Yes. Can I ask how old they are?
Some of them are really old. I have, I think everything except for the little spring seesaw, the toddler swing, and the other swing have been new since I've been here. We just repainted those, put new brackets on, new chains. So the equipment's pretty old. The little children's climbing thing with the sliding board, the little one, I bought that maybe the first year I was here, like 1998.
Wow, really?
It held up really well. Yeah. Now we've replaced decks and we've replaced things here and there. Once a year we get a playground company to come in and inspect everything that we've inspected, but to get their views too. And so some of the things that we have replaced were actually under warranty. Mm. A lot of what is new since we moved it to where it is would be the Spider-Man climb, the web thing. That's new.
Tyson was like 4 when that got added, I think.
Oh, yeah?
So that's like 10 years old.
Yeah, but that was kind of new. We added right after the rec center. On the 29th side, there's a little climbing wall thing where you walk across.
That is new.
That's new. I think we just put that in last year, year before. We placed the slides on the big unit of the climbing structure for the big children. But a lot of that stuff, we've replaced the dinosaur where you climb on his head and you climb, yeah. We've replaced him quite a few times. Well, once. But it's been there a while.
Yeah.
And the scoreboards?
Scoreboards.
Is that more where you would anticipate the failure? Scoreboard, the 10,000?
Yeah, it could be. But scoreboards, I think the baseboard may be the newest. Soccer one second, maybe the supple field third. I don't anticipate them. We're able, a lot of times the module and saddle go bad, and we're able to take those out and we send them up to NEFCO and they're able to refurbish it or do whatever they do and they send us another one. So we've done that quite a few times. But we just replaced the gym scoreboard, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago, but time kind of flies. I really don't remember, but none of them are extremely old.
Okay, cool.
This is contingency, not unexpected.
Right, yeah. Right. I mean, if a storm comes or lightning strikes it, but that's what it's about.
Kind of an annual placeholder.
It is. And like I said, several years we don't even touch it.
Has it been the same amount around that 10,000 each year?
Mm-hmm. Okay. If something happened that we needed more, then I would come back to the committee and we go to Ways and Means and ask for mercy and and help, or you know, we might even go to the accommodations tax committee and ask for their assistance.
Yeah. I think it's fine to have that there as
but yeah, it's something
to cover us.
Very, very few years that we used it. The next RecTrack software, I have some clarification on that. The software and upgrades alone are only $8,000. This would provide online registration for everything, and it would talk to our BSNA, so they would be meshed. Is that the word? Integrated? Yeah. Uh-huh. Then... So that's the 8,000.
So then, it shouldn't be 30.
Well, the total's 30.
The total's
only 30. Because 8,700 of it is training. They have to come down from Vermont and train. And then the if we go this route, and we can go a different route, but if we go this route, they will host our, we won't have to have a server. They will keep our information in two different parts of the United States, so we wouldn't have to have an in-house server.
Which would be an additional cost to
us? Yes, that would be a little bit over $9,000 a year.
Okay.
Okay. And that would include maintenance and the services of hosting.
So the initial training is around $87.52.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it's an annual fee of
close to $10,000
ongoing,
mm-hmm. for them to host our site,
to have online registration, mm-hmm.
and they would, you know, and I guess we don't have to let them host it, but they store it in two different sites.
It's kind of a wash whether you have your own server. You know,
I kind of think so.
So there's a lot of ways to host data. So it's not that it's a wash. You're going to have to pay to host the data, whether you do it or you have somebody else do it. It's usually better to have somebody else do it.
Right.
I would like to see other software that we've looked at.
Okay.
The way that a lot of these software programs work with training, they charge a lot for training.
Right.
That's
because what it does is it gets you ingrained in the organization because it creates this sunk cost that gets it really hard for you to switch to another software.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times they really upcharge that. It's just part of their sales model. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's the way that they get and keep customers.
Mm-hmm.
And, because it doesn't cost them to train us. And I think that some of the concerns I've had over the last couple of years with this software, mm-hmm. it doesn't seem very user-friendly. And just going onto a couple of software review websites, I can see a couple of,
mm-hmm.
of other players that have much better reviews,
mm-hmm.
For usability and pricing. So I'd like to see a little bit of a comparison of here's some other software that we've looked at.
Can you tell me one that you think?
I just pulled up, like, in 2 minutes of search, is myrec.com.
Okay. I've heard of them.
And they start at $3,000 a year. And I don't know, that's just their starting price.
Right.
But it's based on yearly revenue. We're kind of small.
Right.
For the recreation department.
Right.
So, you know, and I won't pretend to say that I know how they compare to RecTrack, but they do have online invoicing, online yada yada yada. But I think what I might be better served to give you the review sites that I use for looking at software and comparing software.
Okay.
But I think before mm-hmm. $30,000, I feel like this is, we've had frustrations on the, like, our citizens have had frustrations with what they've been able to do. And I know we've talked a lot about online registration and stuff like that. And I'd like for us to at least do some due diligence and see what else is out there. If RecTrack is the best, great.
Right.
If $30,000 is what we're going to have to pay,
right?
I haven't seen a comparison of here's at least three or four of the top software companies, and this is why one of these is better than the others.
Yeah, we talked about that. And I actually called Mount Pleasant because they just now, we haven't upgraded
mm-hmm.
RecTrack because we're so small.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to take a little bit more for us to get where we need to be. Mount Pleasant just upgraded with RecTrack.
Mm-hmm.
They use it, so does City of Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
So we reach out to them often when we have problems. So they're extremely helpful. But we'll look at other ones. I know some that I don't want. I know other...
Through the grapevine.
Yeah. Which is fine, but that's going to be a lot of work for us, too, because now we're going to have... Unless they'll migrate all the data into a different program.
Well, yeah,
we'll have to start households again.
A couple questions of
mm-hmm.
how entrenched are we in RecTrack? Like, what is our investment currently in RecTrack? And,
you know, we haven't invested that much. I think we pay, like, $1,500 to $1,600 a year for maintenance. When it went down after the storm... We were on the phone with them every day, and along with technology solutions to help us get back
mm-hmm.
what we needed. Fortunately, we had backed up on a travel drive because our server had everything in it, and we were not able to get everything, but we got most of what we lost.
You've been using that for how long?
It's been a while. I really don't remember when we got that.
And was there an initial startup training and...
There is. They come from Vermont to do this.
Hardware.
And yeah, and they'll hang out for a week or two until we feel comfortable. In fact, we went over to Mount Pleasant when they were upgrading. the program we have now, they'll still support it, but they don't use it anymore. But they'll still support it because we haven't had the need for the size of our municipality to upgrade. But in order to do like past visits, you know, if they scan things to do online registration, I think this is 10.1, and we're at 3.1 or something.
Is this something that really needs to happen this year, or is it something that we could postpone? Because if we were successful in having a pool, then that might be an extra layer of things we would
and it would consider. It would be, because you probably want to put a schedule on it, which very well may be in this program. I'm not sure what all it entails. Mm-hmm. But that would be, you're right, there would be a lot of things that you would want to add to it. Mm-hmm. To help support that. So, I mean, if you want to defer it to next year, because we're going to have difficulty getting the numbers and the information you're going to want by June.
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe it's something that we defer, especially until we figure out about the pool, because I think that could affect the dynamics of what we
right. We'll, want to purchase. We'll work on that diligently. But once again, I have two new employees, mm-hmm. and one does the special events and hadn't gone through a whole year yet. Mm-hmm. So Carrie and I are doing special events along with this person to teach them how to do it, and then our parts and grounds maintenance guy's new. So we're more hands-on and involved than mm-hmm. normal mm-hmm. when we've had people there for a while. So if you want to defer it, I'll still get the numbers as soon as we can, but I don't see it happening.
Councilmember Moy, do you have a concern about deferring? That you feel like we need to be doing this sooner?
I mean, the only urgency is that's coming from. I mean, I feel like I've been hearing from the community since I was elected that mm-hmm. they want to see updates now. You make a good point about if the pool is something we're going to seriously consider. We still wouldn't need to upgrade that software for a while, but if we are making this. Well, I think for me, mm-hmm. not having seen other alternatives presented mm-hmm. and knowing how much software is out there, mm-hmm. I hate the training model, mm-hmm. the training sales model, mm-hmm. and I understand why they're charged for it, and I understand why they think mm-hmm. it's necessary, mm-hmm. but it sounds a little extortionate, and mm-hmm. I would at least like to have some negotiating leverage to be able to say to them, listen, we're actually strongly considering switching, and if you want to waive mm-hmm. the training costs, we might stick with mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm.
I do give agree us with that, leverage. Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
And it fits with where we're trying to go in terms of having competitive.
Okay.
I don't know if this wouldn't be a bid necessarily, would it?
That was actually another question I had.
I don't think it has to be. Since Mount Pleasant just this past year upgraded, I think we can, we might can use that as a tool, because I know they did get some other prices and of other software, and they decided to stick with RepTrack.
Okay.
But they're a lot bigger than we are, and their needs are bigger than ours for everything they do.
Well, I would say I think there's consensus here to want to explore other options and make sure that everybody understands that we're exploring, including RepTrack, mm-hmm. understands that we're exploring other options.
Okay.
And at the same time, you know, if there are certain things specific to a pool that are mm-hmm. set, you know, to explore that.
Mm-hmm. The model that we would upgrade to covers a lot of different things, because like I said, we haven't upgraded in a long time. So this would be we have track and that sort of stuff, but we'll get other, prices.
Okay, great.
Okay. Then we go down to the biparting walk, draw, curtain, Jim. I want to go ahead and defer that. I don't have time to do that right now. And, staff was supposed to secure some prices. But that's the big blue curtain that's in the gym. I put it in there in 1998. And the mesh is supposed to be white, and it isn't anymore. but I don't think I have the resources to make that happen this year.
It still works.
Right. We want to start replacing the water fountains, particularly inside, with the water bottles. We also want to start replacing ones outside with the water bottle refills. So this is just a placeholder that every year maybe we can replace one or two.
Okay.
So that's what that's for, trying to get away from the plastic bottles.
Super.
The line 183 is the HVAC. We have 15 units in the building, and they were all installed, well, the ones in the new building were installed in 2003 when we opened in 2004, and then we replaced 1, 2, 3, 4 of them now. We replaced 2 this year. So we have about 10 more that could go anytime. So we have a placeholder here. These units have lasted longer than, actually they should have. But we have a placeholder. If one fails, we have somewhere to pay for it with.
Do we have maintenance programs with the HVAC?
We do. Contractor? We have PMs that come out twice a year, change the filters, check the coils, clean the coils. Yeah, we do.
And we've been using the same contractor?
Yeah, for a good while. We use Berkeley Heating and Air.
Yeah, there was a, I thought I saw another one.
You should have. You may have seen a bid, maybe to replace the unit.
No, I didn't see. I'm sorry. I didn't see.
That's okay. Well, we just, you know, we put those out for bid. So you may have seen that. You may have seen a different name. The soccer goals, we deferred. We think we're okay for this upcoming year. Oh, I'm sorry. I backed up. Our lift has seen its life expectancy. The lift was there when I got there, and it was an antique when I got there. We had it rewired. But we used that for the gym to replace the ceiling tiles in there, to change out the lights, to repair the lights. Also in the Magnolia Palmetto room, because we have the high ceiling, to repair and replace those lights and those tiles. Also in the lobby, the tower part, that's how we reach those lights. And we also touch up paint with the lift. So we'd like to replace that. Also the floor scrubber. I forgot when we purchased the last floor scrubber, but we're having problems with it as well. So it's almost cheaper to replace those than it is to fix them. We use this in the hallways, in the gymnasium, Magnolia Palmetto room, the high tide, low tide room, any lobby, anywhere where there's athletic flooring or tile flooring, we use this the scrubber for that. Replacing light fixtures in the Magnolia Palmetto rooms, we've been having problems with and this would also be the gym as well. We're having problems with the balluses going bad. Balluses are terribly expensive. Our gym lights, they don't manufacture those anymore. So when we're breaking the shields on them, we aren't able to find the shields anymore. So we're getting figures to replace those lights and replace them with LED.
Okay.
I have some numbers that tell me how much we're going to save. Whether they're accurate or not, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought this might be a good year to look at those. I do have some figures. I have two prices, but I'm going for a third one.
And you're talking about over the life of the bulb,
right?
You'll save on energy, and
that's correct.
That you expect these to last longer.
Absolutely. The lights in the Magnolia and Palmetto room have 3 ballasts in each light. Ballasts are like $30 a piece, so it's no less than $400 when they come to fix one light.
Oh, wow!
I know. And it hurts my heart to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at replacing those lights. And like I said, that you know they're original to the building.
Sounds like
the ones in the gym were put in 2008.
Okay.
Then down to number 204. I think I've mentioned this to you folks before. There are oftentimes people come to the rec center and they want to buy something in their family's name or have their name on the park, playground somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh geez, I didn't do this for this, but this will work. So if you notice, when people come up the sidewalk here from the playground, everybody cuts across mm-hmm. the path there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get an architect to draw it out for us, and we want to put paving bricks. Not only the little ones like Front Beach, but big ones as well. So if they want to give us a lot of money, we'll have, so there will be some design, and we'll come up with a design to print to present to you guys. But I felt like there needs to be a sidewalk across there because everybody, I try not to do it, but sometimes I can't help it. But I think that would be attractive in that area.
Will it be pervious, impervious? Are we not adding too much for that to be a concern?
Well, I think, you know, that water can go between them because they're not going to be concrete.
Okay.
So, I guess you could say it's pervious.
Right.
Because they can go through.
I would. Mm-hmm. So it's the bricks that people can write their names on.
That's correct. Right.
Yeah, you would put sand in between the bricks and
right.
The water would
and
get
water
through,
go right through there.
Weeds would get back up.
Right.
Okay.
And just a note for the, because we'll pay for this up front, but then we'll kind of be recouping the cost as people buy bricks. Is that right?
That's correct. And also, I've applied for a $5,000 part grant to help offset the cost mm-hmm. as well. So, you know, I think we're going to charge more in Front Beach. Did they gave those away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
They gave them away.
We got a couple of
those. So I think we're going to come up with a good price to pay for the brick as well as the, mm-hmm. the engraving.
Yeah, I think that's fine. And
right.
people will be glad to do it.
Right.
So.
What I want to be able to say to my fellow council members is this will pay for itself.
And I hope it does.
Okay, so that's I just wanted to make sure that was like, this wasn't net of us paying
no,
for it.
So it might not be the next 5 years, but I think down the road it will.
I mean, not that it's a huge line, but
right.
it's always nice when you can
Absolutely.
Say this pays for itself.
Yeah. That's the intent.
Yeah.
That's the intent.
Yeah,
right.
I maybe just make that a little bit clearer on there before, well, you know, just... The way it's written, it leaves the question of, is this $15,000 after, you know, on top of what money we bring in?
The grant? No. No, because anytime I get grant money, you put the total cost mm-hmm. of the project in here.
Okay.
And then the grant comes in later. So it's not reflected in these numbers.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
And then also on the next page, we put in $15,000. For a conceptual design for the pool, because I think, you know, this coming year, if people are serious about this and want to go somewhere, I think we're going to need to get a conceptual design. I didn't have a clue how much to put in there, but I thought that's a good starting point.
Mm-hmm.
And
I talked to Desiree a little bit about it on the
mm-hmm.
phone
mm-hmm.
this afternoon too, and I wasn't sure if that was necessary if we were going to go with an advisory referendum, but she did feel like even in the case of an advisory referendum
right.
that we would want to
You're gonna,
probably have
right.
a better success rate of making sure that people had something
right.
to look at.
I think having an architect on board is only positive because they know how to answer the questions. They know how to conduct the public meetings. They know how to do the drawings and how to explain the drawings. So I think we need to have a placeholder for it anyway.
It would be good if we could, if we're not sure about that number, and especially if it would not be that expensive, if we're talking about more of a conceptual, not drilling down into the details, to know when we go to the rest of the council.
Right. Well, this won't cover engineering or any of that, I know.
Right.
So I think conceptual is probably as much as you can get.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And then it wouldn't be any less than that, maybe?
It could be.
That would be the next
You know,
thing
I really don't
know.
But, you know, I don't know. I guess it depends on how much what we ask them to do.
How many drawings.
You
yes.
It just depends on how many drawings and how many layouts you have. And,
right.
I would think that you could probably get something simply done for a whole lot less than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know how much you're going to need to get people to understand, you
mm-hmm.
know, how it's
right.
going to work.
Right.
But I think, you know, we have a placeholder, but I think it's all going to rely on what the citizens say, whether we
mm-hmm.
move forward or not, whether
right.
we spend the money.
Right. So I just thought it was, we should put it in there just in case.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. And then last but not least, I put in $170,000, and don't get shot, sticker shot. But the National Fitness Court approached me about putting a court at the Isle of Palms Rec Center. And I think this court, I'll show it to you. I don't know if y'all have heard of it, but can I give you one?
I looked online, so
yeah,
I saw it.
It's a really, some of the places local that are getting them, Myrtle Beach is getting one, is that Bennettsville? Lander College University. But it's only 30 by 30. So it's not huge. Mm-hmm. So I kind of drew out where we would put it. This has apps that you can put on your phone to say, all right, I want to work on my abs or my pecs or mm-hmm. my triceps, and it'll tell you what exercises to do. They will also train our instructors so we can actually have programming out there and teach folks how to use this. But that's kind of what it looks like. Mm-hmm. We will try to secure sponsors for it, and they said they would help us as well. I'm not sure how much I believe them, but right now they will, I haven't been approved yet, but I applied for a $30,000 grant from them, mm-hmm. so that would reduce the number down a little bit. So I just think this would reach that age group that we don't reach right now. I think it'll get that 20-something to 30-something couples mm-hmm. that right now we really don't reach them in our fitness classes.
Well, I would say I'm intrigued by it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a cheaper way than having an indoor mm-hmm. expansion gym, mm-hmm. Cardio gym. Mm-hmm. This is a less expensive, mm-hmm. you know, it's less expensive than that is. It's still kind of expensive, though, but maybe that's, you know, maybe that's the value of that.
Well, with Kevin's expertise, we might be able to get some concrete donated.
So that is, okay, maybe we're not ironclad.
That's right, because we're going to have to do some grading in the concrete, but I like it. I think this will be an adult outside playground. I really do. I was excited about when they called me because I think this is something that will be used quite often. And the only place I could think to put it is just on the other side of the dry pond. Mm-hmm. And we could build a little bridge over the dry pond so they could access the restrooms at any time.
I have two concerns. One is that we're looking at the pool issue and... Mm-hmm. Which an outdoor pool, your starting point was, you know, or maybe not 400,000, twice as much as this, but so there's that, and I just wonder if we should be waiting till we have that conversation resolved before we start talking about what else we're going to do. And then the other is we've talked about a lot of other things we might want to do too. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. should we be holding off on that so that we can have a larger conversation about, say, adding more tennis courts we've kind of discussed in the past and having a fuller conversation about what else we want to do on that footprint.
Well,
was this generated by residents inquiring about something like this?
This was not. So, we have in the past had adults asking us about adult fitness equipment in the playground area, and we, mm-hmm. you know, we have a couple things in there that adults can and do use often. But this is a whole different fitness plan that I really think will be used. I would be surprised if not. The swimming pool, I think, even if we do approach it now, I'm not sure that it's realistic to get it in this year's budget.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. I guess what I'm saying is just mm-hmm. for the conversation that we're having.
The sheer quantity of massive projects that we're talking about.
Yeah, and that
kind. Yeah, I was going to ask a similar question. I think mm-hmm. that, this looks very intriguing. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't necessarily endorse it in the budget until I'd done a little bit more due diligence in terms mm-hmm. of, I haven't necessarily heard the demand for this from mm-hmm. from the community, and you're mm-hmm. you're more or less targeting my age demographic. Right. I'm right. getting close to the upper echelon there, right. but just as a, you know, I think that my concern is actually that it's outdoor, and I know that we typically have good weather, but I think when we have good weather, is when folks are doing, and well, when it's warm out, people are at the beach,
mm-hmm.
More so than anything else. And really, I think this type of equipment, yeah. and I do think there is definitely, I think, an opportunity for us to have some of this type of equipment outdoor mm-hmm. at the rec department, like the adult playground type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this is it's a big line item, especially for something where we're like, we don't necessarily feel confident that we mm-hmm. have a push from the community to do it. So that, mm-hmm. I mean, that for me is like, I love having this surfaced, and I'm excited to go show it to my wife and see mm-hmm. what she thinks about it.
Yeah.
She would use it more than me, mm-hmm. but and speak to some others in my network. But I would say for me, you know, if we're before the rest of council and they say what's, you know, mm-hmm. why are we doing this? This is what the community wants.
Mm-hmm.
We would have to say, no, we think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of, you present mm-hmm. a lot of good reasons why it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's the right time for us to put it on the budget.
Yeah. I'd agree on the timing and okay. what I think would be good is really, when we get past the pool, then look at bringing in the community in a meaningful, intentional way and mm-hmm. talking about the footprint, whether it's with a pool or without a pool,
mm-hmm.
what would you all like to see? And mm-hmm. we could talk about, you know, expanding more tennis courts or
mm-hmm.
something like this, or an adult playground that's maybe
mm-hmm.
a different approach than that. And just seeing what people, how they want to best use that space and what we have space for.
Okay. I have reconstructed the tennis courts in 2026, because, you know, we just had them repaired.
Mm-hmm.
So we should get a couple, you know, at least 5 more years
mm-hmm. I guess when I remember we've had conversation in the committee mm-hmm. about potentially adding more tennis courts, mm-hmm. I think is what it was. And you seemed interested in that as well.
I am. I just don't know where we put them.
Yeah, and so that's what mm-hmm. I thought that was maybe a space that we talked about.
That's too small for tennis courts because it would mm-hmm. take up. We use these fields for soccer and baseball, youth sports.
Okay.
I
do like the fact that you're mm-hmm. offering a nice amenity
mm-hmm.
without taking up too much space.
Yeah,
I think you'd be surprised at how many young people. I don't know how old they are, but work out at the rec center in the mornings. You see them out on the fields doing squats and that sort of stuff. So
mm-hmm.
Doing sprints, and I think this would be another opportunity that they could actually have a routine, schedule routine to work out.
I see promise in it, and I know we did have somebody emailed council more recently with some grander ideas for an adult playground that I don't mm-hmm. know if we have space for, but this might be something that I know she might be interested in.
That's part of our problem because we really don't have that much space. We don't have much extra space.
Mm-hmm.
And all we have, we use for our youth sports mm-hmm. and other activities.
Well, I think there's, I don't think we're telling you to put that away, but maybe just the timing issue is not the best for us to have it in the budget for this upcoming year.
So we aren't going to talk about it Wednesday night then?
I don't think so.
I don't think so
either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you want to use that to jockey. Fine, we'll concede.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I think that's all I have, if you have any other questions.
No, I mean, I just want to reiterate, like, I love that you're bringing this to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anything, I hope that it's not discouraging to say, like, I brought something new. And
I know, and then they just turn me down.
I agree. I mean, I definitely don't want to be an idea killer at all. It's, to me, it feels like more of a timing issue.
It is expensive. I think there's some programming opportunities with this, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what? It doesn't hurt my feelings one way or the other. I just thought it was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I know other communities are mm-hmm. going for it because they see.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, I'm excited to talk to.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got neighbors that are much more fit than I am that do a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Sharps.
It would be nice to generate some support from the residents, mm-hmm. if we could.
I think it would be nice for us, you know, and maybe we've had these community meetings at the beginning of each year. Well, we didn't do it last year, but, you know, maybe mm-hmm. we have a similar conversation that's specific to rec. Mm-hmm. You know, what else do you want to see at the rec center? Mm-hmm. And
be careful what you ask.
Here's what we might have space and money
right.
for.
Right.
But what's, you know, what's the vibe? And,
right.
But I think you're right too, that maybe this might be something that would draw in that demographic that you're talking about.
See. But that's okay.
Young adult.
I get it. All
right. Okay. Is there anything else? Is there anything in here that either of you are not seeing that you think needs to be in there, or you have what would like to suggest that we put in there?
What's the smell about it?
I was trying to think of something snarky to say.
I can look at his face and know you want to say something. That's awesome.
Well, I think then...
don't play poker, John.
With that, we don't have any new business on our agenda. Any miscellaneous business outside of the capital budget that anybody wants to bring up? Okay, then I think do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Did you want to next meeting?
Did you want to do the next meeting?
Next meeting. Oh, yes. 5 p.m. Monday, March 2nd. That, I think, works for me.
Good.
March 2nd at 5 p.m.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All righty. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That's what it's about.